This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. And we're going to start with a couple of key data points that might help us understand this economy in which we live. Point number one, the chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States, Ben Bernanke. Today, he made what could turn out to be one of his last appearances before Congress. It's a twice-a-year required set piece in which he updates the legislature on Fed policy and, more to the point, the state of the economy. He took the opportunity to say pretty much what he's been saying for a while now, that big picture, the economy is getting better, slowly, although there are still some risks. So data point number two, the big banks. Bank of America reported second quarter profits today, a jump of 70%, 70% from Q1. And, oh, by the way, it's not just Bank of America either. J.P. Morgan's profits are up, Citi's are up, Goldman Sachs is up. You get the picture. On to data point number three, Wall Street and the markets at or near record highs. Enough said about that. So what all of this has to do with the economy in which you and I live? Marketplace's Chrissy Clark gives us a reality check.
So, Kai, in a few minutes later on in the show, you're going to do that thing. We'll hear some stats about whether stocks are up or down, and we're going to hear that bank stocks are up.
You know, you're now hitting one of my pet peeves.
Alan Blinder is the former vice chairman of the Federal Reserve, author of a book about the financial crisis called After the Music Stopped, and a Marketplace listener. But he says when he hears Kai do the numbers every day, he wishes it wasn't just about stock prices.
I don't blame him because that's the one number you get every day or every minute. And we don't have readings on wages and jobs every day, not to mention every minute.
But those numbers on wages and jobs are the important ones to really gauge the economy, Blinder says, not stock swings and record bank earnings. Sure, you'd think bank profits would reflect activity in the economy, but that's not always the case, says Marty Mosby, a banking analyst at Guggenheim Securities.
What you're thing in the profit line is not a lot of organic balance sheet, you know, kind of revenue growth.
That's financial speak for the kind of money banks make by doing business with people and companies on Main Street.
Small business lending, middle market lending, consumers coming back into the market purchasing. We haven't gotten there yet.
Instead, Mosby says what big banks like Bank of America and JP Morgan Chase are profiting from right now has come from trading stocks and bonds and cutting costs, including legal fees, now that those lawsuits from the financial crisis are winding down. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.